The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the first episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Last Saturday, we had the first session of our monthly seminar for this year, and it was very impactful and enlightening, as usual. For those who missed the session due to whatever reason, I hope you won't miss the next edition that will come up on the third Saturday in February. We shall keep you informed via this platform. For those who came, I say God bless you, and we hope to see you again. For last week, the Nigerian equity market closed higher, gaining 0.69% as the All-Share Index closed at 29,618.52 points last Friday. The market capitalization also appreciated by 0.54% to close the week at 15.256 trillion naira. The market's year-to-date return is still positive at 10.34%. On the percentage gainers list for last week are 40 Oil, Better Glass, GSK, MTN, CNI Leasing, and a few others. While on the losers list are Consolidated Allmark Insurance, NEM Insurance, Boa Cement, and a few others. I have Mr. Aaron Akebira with me this morning on the program, and we'll be discussing the market together. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Like you predicted in the beginning of last week, the market still closed upbeat at the end of the week. Despite the 2 days of losses recorded, do you see the market still growing higher this week?
I believe so, yes. I would say categorically yes, because if you watch the mood of the market, you discover that, you know, when the bulls enter into the market and prices rise, and there's every tendency and possibility of people taking profit. I think what depressed the market in the 2 days that I have just talked about is that people are actually taking profit. When I saw on a Thursday that the loss was just minimal, 0.75%, I knew that the market was about to rebound, and that is exactly what we saw on a Friday. And one thing I like about the market, especially market that will be sustained, is that you discover that the buy pressure will almost be as the sales pressure, and the sales pressure is not actually overpowering the buy pressure. And people that would have naturally that want to sell would have sold. People that bought Access Bank at 5 naira would have sold at 12 naira. Maybe they are taking position back in the peradventure that the same assets will get to 15 naira. People that have bought Zenith Bank at 16.95, 17 naira would have sold at 22. And when you look at that Zenith has been having that resistance point at 22 naira, I have the belief and the opinion that this week Zenith may be able to break through, and some other stocks. And I believe that if they do, we'll see another positive week.
All right, sir. The foreign investment inflow, according to statistics, in the recent time has been low. And we both know that there is a chunk of funds that drives this our market. If I may ask, sir, is there really enough momentum backing this current rally? Or where exactly is the volume coming from? And how well can it be sustained?
Yes, you're talking about the foreign investors. I think they have been taking off from the beginning of 2019. That was why we saw the market coming down as low as it was, and most of the stocks establishing a new 52-week low during 2019. I think what we are seeing in the market is actually not from the foreign investors. Like I said the other week when we were discussing that we have a secular flow of income within the economy because of the rates that are crashing in the money market. People are looking for other alternative to make money. Like I said, fixed deposit 2.5% for 19 days. That would be like 25,000 for 1 million. When you can bring that 1 million to the market, assuming somebody have taken position in Access Bank 10 naira 20 kobo on Thursday and is closing 10 naira 18 kobo on Friday, like somebody who have taken position in Zenith at 21.20 on Thursday and they closed 22 naira on Friday. So I think there is a movement of money from the money market into the capital market, and that is exactly what we are seeing.
Fortia Oil led the percentage gainers chart last week. What do you think is the future of this company, considering these recent happenings around the company? For example, the sales and an attempt to change its name.
Forte Oil has been a big player as far as this Nigerian Stock Exchange is concerned. We saw that it went as far as 300 naira. I think a change of management and change of name of the company actually is not constituted albatross to the company. What will just be is that the business they are in, is it worth the while? Then with the new management be able to perform like the old management? I don't believe that change of name alone is what will be a big deal for the company, whether positive or negative. Because if the new management continue to do what they are supposed to do and making earnings and good returns for the market, I think the market will still look at it the way they used to look at it.
All right, thank you, sir. What do you have to say about Continental Reinsurance delisting from the exchange?
You know, this is about the second delisting. Where last week we saw AG Leventis, now we are seeing Continental Reinsurance. Like I actually said, yes, it's a sad news. But when you actually look at it, the life of a market, we have those that will come in, we have those that will go out. You know, I do say the other day that if it is at this point that Continental Reinsurance and the Nigerian Stock Exchange need to say bye-bye to each other, I think it's all good and fine. Because as Continental Reinsurance is leaving, I believe that the management of Nigerian Stock Exchange is all out looking for a new entrant. So it's like a barracks to say, so they are go, so they are come, barrack remain. The exchange will still continue to be there. If any stock or any company feel that by being on the exchange, by being listed, it's not worth their while, they want to move, maybe because of one thing or the other, and they get the regulatory approval, I think there's no big deal about it.
Apart from being a stockbroker, you're also known to be a trained economist. The new tax bill is set to take effect from February 1st, 2020. How soon, in your own opinion, are we going to begin to see the effect on the economy, and in which dimension?
This is a policy. We know that policies are not like the bulb switch that you just press it and the light will just come on. It will take time before it begin to have a multiplier effect. When you want to talk about the effect of this tax bill, it will be when we have done it at least like six months, like 9 months, like 1 year, begin to feel the impact. I think definitely, I believe that it's going to be positive. Not that it will just happen when it kickstarts by February, because you know this thing will go to be aggregated. Even if they might not necessarily go to the government of the day and the end of the month, there's a process to which it will get to before the fund get to those that need the fund. So it's not going to be immediate.
Sir, the effect of this new tax bill, on who is the burden most likely going to fall more?
You see, we have always seen that tax burden is always on the final consumer. The what we only taught in economics is that for those goods that whose demand is elastic, you know, when there is an increase in price, people changes demand. I don't believe that it will be borne by the producers, because whenever there is a tax, the producer will try as much as possible to put this as increasing the prices, which will now further go and affect what the final consumer is going to pay. So in the long run, it's the final consumer that is going to bear the burden of this tax.
Sir, what are the implications of the exercise on the profitability of quoted companies?
I don't think tax actually have to do with profitability, because if you impose a tax of 5 naira on me as a producer, I will simply pass the 5 naira back to the consumer. I think my margin remain my margin. I don't think it will actually go affect my profitability so well. The effect of that will be minimal.
All right, sir. So also last week, according to MBS reports, inflation rose to 11.98% as at the last report. Don't you think this tax hike will further worsen the inflationary status of this nation?
Well, there's no way that the tax will not affect the prices of goods and commodity in the market. Like I said, when a tax is imposed on manufacturer, they simply pass it to the consumer via an increase in price, which is what is inflation. But when you look at the one you have just talking about, I think it should be for December. But what thing I always have in mind, December is a period where people spend frivolously on frivolity. It's a place that we save from January to November, only to blow the money you use 11 months to save, only for you to blow them in one day. And as at that time, I don't believe that we consider prices we pay, because when you want a thing in December, you just want to get it. It's in other climes, when the yuletide is around, stores tend to do sales where prices are reduced. But in our economy, in Nigeria, it's only then that people take advantage to increase prices. I even understand that a bus ride from Lagos to the east was costing as much as 15,000. And the question I now ask, how much is a flight? But people still have to do it because they want to travel. So when you aggregate that, it definitely have to affect the inflation for the month, because a pair of shoes that used to go for 4,000 is being sold for 6,000. That is inflation. I believe that inflation should have been limited to December, and because of the yuletide and the activities surrounding it. And there are families who never spent 5,000 per week feeding, but they can spend 5,000 to buy maybe shawarma. They can buy five thousand to buy pizza to go to Mr. Big's ice cream. So that would definitely have to impact on the prices of goods within that period.
Okay, sir. So as we go into a new week of trading activities, what specific stocks can one consider for positioning or repositioning?
You see, when stocks were moving about 2 weeks ago, there were stocks that were actually fully impacted, and when the prices were coming down, the same stock too, because it's like you see Fidelity that came from 240 to almost 210. You see FCMB from 220, I think it get as low as 191. We can see Access from 12 naira to 10.20. We can see Zenith from 22 naira to 21.20. In fact, even First Bank lost 5 kobo on Friday. Those are the stocks that eroded the coming of the bulls. And they were also the stocks that were badly hit when the profit was taken. So I also believe that those stocks still have the ability of going back to where they were 2 weeks ago.
All right, sir. Your last thought for our audience, and thereafter your number.
Like I said the other day, rates are crashing. And if anybody, a discerning investor, want to make money, I think the only place to be is the Nigerian Stock Exchange, the capital market. My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
All right, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.